What I think about, I experience. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. What I think about, I experience. Now, one of our powerful practitioners, Ingeborg Puckert, has been telling us lately that she's been having some very interesting experiences. She works with the student lists, she works with the students, and she helps to proctor, and she helps to take care of the practitioner calls that come into the Worldwide Healing Ministry. And she's doing many different things where people come to her attention. And she'll be thinking to herself as she's meditating, oh yes. And so she thinks about a particular student. And she thinks, how wonderful. And she surrounds that student with her pure white light of love and blesses the student and releases it. And then the mail is brought in. And in the mail that very day is a letter from the student. And the letter mentions thank you to Ingeborg for all her loving thoughts. Now, Ingeborg says, I was thinking about them. I was thinking about them, and I created that letter coming with that in it. Well, the letter came on the very day, perhaps not too many moments after she had been thinking about it. Can it work like that? Oh, sure it works like that. It works like that all the time. And we're at the dinner table, and we're talking about one of our students, and we're saying how their world is so filled with adventure. And then Ingeborg will say, yes, I was just looking at their file this morning, and then I was meditating about them and thinking how wonderful they are and what a happy life they're living and how great their experiences are. And now here we are talking about it at the dinner table, just sort of off the top. And so another time, another day, and Ingeborg says, as we had a telephone call from someone, and they were telling us of their desires, and they were telling us of their world and their happiness, and we hang up the phone, and Ingeborg said, this morning when I woke up, I had the feeling about that person. I was thinking about that person, and I was thinking, what a wonderful person they are, and how wonderful their world is. And Ingeborg says, isn't it strange how I have these thoughts about people, and then up they come. I have these thoughts about people, and lo and behold, there they are in our world. And I say, not strange at all. These are things that we meditate on. Now, why that person's name or that particular person came up in your consciousness for you to think about them, that is something we might wonder about a little bit. But again, we work with energy. We work with the energy of the universe. We work with the power of the universe. The power of the universe vibrates to manifest whatever we think about. It reveals whatever we think about. It brings to our attention whatever we think about. Now, what is it that we choose to think about? If we would surround everyone in our world with this power that we are, surround them with our pure white light of love and say, all is in divine order for me and for you now. And as we are this type of creator, we will have a creation that is utterly amazing. And Ingeborg will not find it so delightfully happy or strange that these people come up after she has thought about them. I'm sure if we were to ask Sylvia about her thoughts about people, she'd say, oh yeah, I have that too all the time. And Ellen would say, my goodness, yes. I think about my daughter and she calls me on the phone. I think about my grandchildren, and my daughter calls and says, hey, the grandchildren are doing just great. They're fantastic. They're wonderful. And no matter what, What sort of thoughts do we think? Do we think these happy thoughts about ourself and our creation and our world? We have the opportunity to be the master creators. And we have the opportunity to create circumstances in our life, if we wish, that are beneficial, exciting, rewarding, revealing, uplifting, in every way magnificent. So, let's use the energy of the universe, which we are, to bring about all of the happy times, the happy thoughts, the happy experiences, the fulfilling life that we are right now. And as we do this, we will experience a grander, more wonderful life than we could ever have dreamed possible. Because that's who we are. And that's who we are now and always. Join with me in this adventure in living in the now, enjoying the now, and finding the now to be the most delightful experience the world has ever known. For whatever things we think about, that's where our thought is, and that's where our energy is, and that's where our reality is. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.